You're listening to SBS News.
The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, has urged the Australian government to review its asylum seeker policies. The Liberal government is currently attempting to repeal the Medivac Bill, a piece of legislation that provides doctors with increased input into emergency medical transfers of asylum seekers from Papua New Guinea and Nauru to Australia. For Dr. Bachelet, the Medivac Bill represents a positive step forward for the country's immigration regime. She's visiting this country to promote human rights and is urging Australian parliamentarians to challenge Prime Minister Scott Morrison to shift from a policy centred on migration to protection.
I know that now it's much more different, that many times Australia in the resettlement processes uses more the concept of migration than protection. And that's one thing that for the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, important that Australia will provide asylum or resettlement to people that are more in need, the people who really need to be protected.
Dr. Bachelet came to Australia as a refugee in the 1970s after fleeing human rights abuses in Chile under dictator Augusto Pinochet. She remembers the warmth she received when arriving in Australia to seek sanctuary. She later returned to her home country and became the country's first female president, serving from 2006 to 2010 and again from 2014 and 2018. She told SBS News that she didn't commit any crime in seeking refuge, and neither have refugees today.
When people are looking for refugee, this is people who need help. They're not criminals. They're people like all of us. I mean, I was a political refugee and I became President of the Republic and I've been Minister and I've been in the UN leading two different entities. So I was not a criminal then, I'm not a criminal now, and as me, probably many other people need support.
Dr. Bachelet says demonising those most at risk is part of a much larger phenomenon.
Unfortunately, it's a phenomenon that we see worldwide, the resurgence of nationalism, populism, but also this xenophobia, hate speech, anti-Islamic, anti-Semitic, anti-migrant speech that unfortunately is not, you see it everywhere. And I think the demonization of people who are the most vulnerable.
Dr. Bachelet says she has asked the Morrison government to review their refugee and migration policies with compassion, adding that she had conveyed the message to Immigration Minister David Coleman. She's also taken aim during her visit at Australia's efforts towards gender equality, claiming that women still faced many barriers, including workplace discrimination, unequal pay, and widespread sexual harassment. Alan Lee, SBS News.